I love to hear Bobby Mumford sing that song. When he sings that song, and I've known Bobby for a long time, he always got a tear in his eye, and I believe when you have certain people in your life that can make you laugh, that can lift your spirits, that can bring joy, especially at that time when you need it the most, and then at the same time they're sincere, they're warm, they're genuine in their feelings. I think it's a wonderful gift, Bobby, and I know that song sometimes is tough for you to sing, and we've been practicing a lot because when we first started the song, he'd get a few words out, and then that was it. Just sit there in a few tears and like that. And the more you sing and the more you listen to the words, the more you realize how much that the message that is found in these songs, they mean a lot. Bill came in this morning as we were practicing, and he mentioned to us about how one of the gentlemen over at Calvary Road, is that right? Had such a wonderful testimony about how the message in the song. People want to hear something that they can hold on to, that strikes a chord within their heart, that makes a difference in their lives. I hear a lot of stuff, and you do too. There are more channels now. I don't want to date anybody, but I want to. Right now, how many channels are available on your television? Hundreds, would you say? I know on mine there are hundreds. I have no idea. Probably channels. I haven't even got my thumb wears out before I get to all the channels. How many people remember the days when there were just, there were less than 30, 40 channels out there? How many people remember the days? Wait a minute. How many people remember when there were just five or less channels on that old television? Woo! How many people get down to those three channels where I started at? Remember those three channels? Boy, when Channel 20 came in, I was so excited. They had played Little Rascals after school, and I was go. Now, Bill over here says he is one channel. Bill, that was a radio. Just kind of let you know. Did it have a picture, or was it just...
They mailed you a picture every month.
Okay, it was a picture. One channel. Bill was a one channel guy. No channels at all. Yeah, that's. Well, I've. Because they come back and took it. So. I know that. With that being said, how much do we hear today? You have so many channels on television. So many people have access to the internet and all the information that you find in. We have radio stations now. We have radio stations in between the other radio stations. We have Sirius Radio. We have all this wonderful information that is flowing through the airways. So much. Think about it. Think about how, and just for those of you can, and I can do this, I can remember back 50 years. Remember how it was 50 years ago. Remember how much that we are bombarded with day in, day out, like that, over and over and over. And then think about the things that really matter. Think about how God in His wisdom would decide to allow this Word to be made flesh and to live among us. Think about how the words that, and you've heard them preached and you've heard them spoken, but I dare say when you open your Bible first thing in the morning, or you open it late at night, or whenever you have your time for devotion and to read, and you read words like, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle." If there's a scripture that I like, if there's a scripture that is absolutely current today, more so than any other time, it's this scripture. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with what? With truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. We ask this in the name of Jesus, all God's people. Amen. Amen. You hear things. You hear things. You're bombarded. You have information overload sometimes. So much that comes to you that you simply need simplicity and truth in your life. You need something you can get a hold on, something that you can stand, something you can just grab, and it's going to stick with you. A plan. This weekend, I'd been wanting to watch a film because I was very curious about a lot of the details. And I'm not telling you whether to go to movies, don't go to movies, stay home, whatever. But I watched a movie called Zero Dark Thirty. It's one of those movies, it's difficult. But it talks about how our nation puts such an emphasis on finding one individual, and the lives that were lost in the search for Osama bin Laden. And I thought about the dedication of the people who were involved in that search. And I thought about their willingness to give up. And it talked about lives that had been lost. One lady, three children. It just moved me. And I thought about the challenges that our servicemen and servicewomen have. You may agree with the political folks that are in office. You may disagree. But I'd be willing to say that 100% of Americans are behind our fighting men and women. Because they are the ones who are willing to stand on the front line. Those that have made sacrifices in some families, knowing that their loved one made the ultimate sacrifice for truth and for freedom that we here so richly enjoy. We can come to church on a Sunday morning. We can boldly, as the Apostle Paul told, boldly, talk about the Lord Jesus Christ without fear. Why? Because of the freedoms that we have been given through sacrifice. And the author here gave us a little strategy to go into battle. And I believe that if you watch your televisions and internets and what you hear on the radio, Christian, we are in a battle. We have been challenged, but I still believe in the end we are going to win, because I read the back of the book and that's what it says. I cheated. First of all, in the 11th verse, put on the whole armor of God, a strategy to win, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. A challenge, a strategy to win. In the 12th verse, so we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. To me, this is a knowledge of the opposition. There are powers and there are principalities of darkness at work against the Christian. And you know that. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. I believe Harry Truman said one time, it's amazing what you learn once you think you know it all. And this is true. You've heard it before, but does it resonate within your heart? We are fighting a battle against powers and principalities of darkness. But what does this author do through the inspired moving of the Word of God as he was able to pen this? He gives us the resources to fight this battle. He gives us the armor that we should use when going into battle to protect ourselves. He gives us that shield, bless you, he gives us that shield of faith. But he also gives us that sword, God's holy word to use in battle. We'll make mistakes. We will not always do what we set out to do. We'll not always be successful in those things we set our heart and mind to do. But God is going to stick with us. And he is going to prepare us for the battle that we have ahead of us if we'll simply get into his word. Funny thing about mistakes, I've made one or two. Sorry. I heard somebody else clear their throat. We've all made such mistakes. But it's amazing how God can take a mistake and change it around. I read a little story which kind of intrigued me. It's a lady's name is Betty Naismith. And she worked at a bank in Dallas, Texas, and she worked at a secretary in that bank, and she decided one day, she says, you know, I'm going to try to do a little better on the letters that I am writing on the typewriter to kind of fix my mistakes. Now, let me look out here. Not that many young folk, maybe a couple in the back who may not know what a typewriter is. But I'd say for about 90-some percent, I am preaching to those that have ears, let them hear. You know what I'm talking about, a typewriter. Not everything was done on a computer with that. So she decided through her artistic skills that she'd had, she says, you know, the painters on their old canvas, when they make a mistake, they just simply paint right over top of it. So she concocted this little mixture here, a white liquid, that would cover over her mistakes. And soon, everybody in that building was using her little invention, this little white liquid, put it over there. And she said, this is fabulous. She says, I've hit upon it. This is good. And she took her idea to different companies, to IBM, and everybody turned her down. Didn't want it. So she decided to tell you what, I'm going to start doing this out of my kitchen. During the time in the building, when they were using it, they called a little product called Mistake Out. I like that, Mistake Out. Later, when she's in her kitchen, she says, you know, we got to come up with a little better name. And those little 0.6-ounce bottles that she started to work on and say, this would probably work with a little brush, you said, I know there's a market for this somewhere. And finally, the people from Gillette, they heard about this product and saw the great potential in it. So for her willingness to end mistakes, she was paid $47.5 million to the rights to liquid paper. Amazing what mistakes in your life can do, depending upon how you deal with them. I believe in Scripture. I believe the writer here has given us a plan on how to succeed in our battle. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the gospel of peace. And I need the gospel of peace in my life. We need the gospel of peace within our lives. It's amazing. If you will simply use the tools that God has given you, what He'll do with it. Dear Mount Calvary Community Church, I want to thank each and every one of you who are praying for me and for all the wonderful cards that you all sent me. Reading the cards brought tears to my eyes, knowing that people took the time out of their busy lives to show me love and support. I take full responsibility for my actions and the situation I'm in. Each and every day I'm getting closer to God. I believe He never gives us more than we can handle. Our God is a loving and forgiving God. I read the Daily Bread every morning to start my day off. It helps me to start my day with prayer and to keep Him at the center of my life. I read Psalm 91:14 Monday morning, and it really touched me. I just want my grandparents and everyone else to know I wake up every day and thank God for another day on this earth. I keep my head held high and know with God I can change my ways and live a healthy and happy life. God bless everyone. Thank you for the cards and prayers. Even though I am in jail, I am blessed to be stressed. I am blessed to be stressed. I am happy to be alive and have another chance at life. Miss Jane, do you know who that came from? Yes. Amen. When the mistake happens, and then people start to look at their word of God, and they start to equip themselves on how they're going to battle the adversary, and they put those prayers, they put feet on those prayers, is a phrase that I was told. Amazing about how God can use it. Over the last many, many years, I've given many a sermon, but trust me, folks, I've never heard a better sermon than I just read. The sermon, and what I loved on the back of the envelope is the thing that touched me the most, because before I opened it, I turned it over and it said, inmate. Inmate, male. Wow, how that thrills your heart. How things can be used. Things can be used. A mistake that's happened, God can take it and start to overturn and do a work. You may have sat in a little room last week and just quickly signed a little card. And the stamps or whatever got on, they went out. But oh my goodness, what a difference it makes. What a difference it makes in people's lives. Lastly, I love the way the author in this portion of Scripture, he gave detailed communication. He tells us what we should do. He gives us a challenge. He equips us with the materials that we need. He identifies the enemy. And then he communicates. He communicates the challenge to our hearts. Years ago, I remember a phrase out of a movie called, "What we have here is a failure to communicate." Some folks, some of the things I preach about, you have no idea, and it should be that way. You shouldn't know everything until you get to be a certain age. Right, Jane? Right, okay, that's it. I am so excited about our young people and what they're going to do and the challenges that God has allowed and equipped them to overcome in their lives. Somebody told me something this week, and it has absolutely nothing to do with a sermon, but I'm going to say it anyway. Two little boys went back to school, and they're at a very young age, and a little girl walked by. One said to the other, he said, "You know, when I get to the age that I stop hating girls, she's going to be the first one I'm going to stop hating." I believe we all can grow. I believe we all, and I don't care how many times you've heard sermons about putting on the whole armor of God, but I think it still should thrill your heart about what God can do with it. What God can do with it. After the service, we're going to invite anybody who'd like to. They're going to write some cards out here to Miss Giddy's son, Bijan. And if you want to be a part of that, praise God. But even more importantly, even with a wider scope, you have people within your lives that you come in contact with that just simply need to hear something positive from God. And you know I'm telling the truth. So I challenge you, be used of God this week. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have sung praises unto your name. We have read your word, and we have been challenged by the truth that we find in that word. Allow us, God, to be open to the leading of God's Holy Spirit to share with that one who is downtrodden, that one who is just up against a wall that there's no way out. God, you allow your Spirit to move through us. We're your servants. We're your children. And God, we thank you for what you did for each and every one of us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said,